Welcome to Whole World Radio, WWR. If you haven't already been listening right now, you're entering the afternoon segment. I'm your DJ Michael and Beyond. You'll be listening to a tribute to the late and phenomenal Michael Jackson. And I'm taking you on a tour. You will hear songs from the Bad album, Dangerous, Destiny, and Off the Wall album. Not to mention many collaborations he had with various artists you will also hear. So let's begin with Another Part of Me.
Shit.
two songs you just heard was Speed Demon and Smooth Criminal. Both from the Bad album. Interestingly enough, Speed Demon and Smooth Criminal was also off the movie Moonwalker that Michael created with collaboration with the album Bad. Not many people knew that Michael Jackson was also a very great actor. He actually considered film after his music career, whether he was an actor or a director, that's what he wanted to do. But moving on, we're going to go to one of my favorite songs that he actually had off the Jackson's album, Heartbreak Hotel. Now, he did this album later on as a solo during his career on tour, but originally this was on tour at the Victory Tour with the Jacksons, his brother. And love this song. I love when they perform it, so I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah!
Yes, I just love the ending of that song, Heartbreak Hotel. The ending is so nostalgic. The piano part played at the end brings about fantasy and sets the mood for the next song that I'm about to play. Now, they do this song in the Victory Tour a couple of times right after Heartbreak Hotel. The song in question is She's Out of My Life. This was a very heartfelt and sad ballad. So many people have stories about this song, about what it's really about, but if you're a true MJ fan, you should actually know this song resonated deeply with Michael Soul with dealing with loneliness. But interestingly enough, he was kind of crying towards the end of this song every tape. And they kept it in because the recording, they kept it in the recording because it had such an emotional impact. So ever since then, he started doing that song on most of his tours. Not only the Victory Tour, he would do She's Out of My Life. The fans would go crazy listening to it. He would go down on one knee, being the great performer that he was, letting the moment simmer with his hands across his face, crying. And so that's why next we're going to play She's Out of My Life, the sad love ballad from Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
Song coming up is a song that is so smooth. I mean, a group named Troop, they redone this song, but I really like the original version, which was from the Jacksons. It's really marks the like the start when Michael Jackson's voice started to transition like through puberty into his adult voice. You can see the glimmering of what was to come into the future. So All I Do Is Think of You, that's the next song that's gonna play. Enjoy.
Gonna do, hey little girl, I love you so. You're so doggone fine. Thank you.
The song you just heard was Push Me Away from the Destiny's album, from the Jacksons. I really do like that song, and we're going to go to another song on the Destiny album called That's What You Get for Being Polite. I really like the lyrics to this song. It seems to me that it was like something that Michael was going through. Even though he didn't write the song, I felt like he was going through that, whether he knew it or didn't know it. Like, in a lot of artists or creative people kind of go through this feeling of wanting to be more than what they are at the moment. Like, this is right before he did Off the Wall and everything. Like, he had dreams, visions of the future of what he wanted to kind of transcend to, like ascend to, kind of. So this is That's What You Get for Being Polite. I hope you enjoy it. Listen to the lyrics. They're very meaningful. That's what the lyrics are. So this is one of my favorite songs, if not number one for me. This is my personal opinion, though. So enjoy.
Just have to cry. Jack's still trying to
Now, during Michael Jackson's solo career, he had many collaborations with big artists that you may know, like from Stevie Wonder to Paul McCartney to Freddie Mercury from Queen, from other singers too. I haven't even named them all, but I'm going to start off the collaborations that he had with Paul McCartney. So hope you enjoy the song Say, Say, Say.
You need, but don't leave.
Yes, that was State of Shock. And finally, we get to play There Must Be More to Life Than This. That's like one of, this is another song that Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson, is a rare recording of them actually recording, singing this song together in the studio. You can catch it on YouTube if you like look for it. It's really hard to find though. Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson.
There must be more to life than this. There must be more to life than this. How do we cope in a world without love? Mending all those broken hearts and tending to those crying faces. There must be more to life than living. A better way for us to survive. Why should it be just a case of black or white? There must be more to life than this. Why is this world so full of hate?
People dying everywhere.
And we destroy what we create.
People fighting for their human rights, but we just go and say sadly. So this is right.
There must be more to life than killing.
There must be more to life than this. Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson. Well, next up, you're going to hear Stevie Wonder first. Just Good Friends. And then you're going to hear Jermaine Jackson and Michael Jackson. Tell Me I'm Not Dreaming. So enjoy.
Bye. begins another spiral. Try to understand her side, to show that he cares. She can't stay in the room. She's consumed with everything that's been going on. She says, whatever happens, don't let go of my hand. She doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied, she's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't know what to say, so he prays. Whatever, 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 whatever.
Whatever happens from Michael Jackson. And we're getting close to that time where we have to end things just for this show. But I want to end this show with first by playing Music and Me, because that's one of my favorite classic Jackson 5 songs that Michael's first song, one of his first solos that he sung. Music and Me. And this him and a guitarist. And my last song that I'm going to sing is, well, not I'm going to sing, but that Michael Jackson's going to sing is on this radio show. I want to clarify. The last song that he's going to sing is the song he was most proud to receive a reward for, which is Someone in the Dark, soundtrack for the movie E.T. That's how we'll end the show. Thank you guys and have a great afternoon.
We've been together for such a long time. Now music and me.
It was written in the stars. I knew.
sky. Oh, I believe you and I could never really say goodbye. Wherever you may be, I'll look up and see someone in the dark for me. Wherever you may be, I'll look up and see someone in the dark for me.
And thank you for tuning in to Whole World Radio, WWR.